Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is our confidence level, though? I know you have this weird mentality, Dan Ball, that they could sweep this series, but you don't actually believe it. You just think this team is so unpredictably effed up that that would be next in this weird season. But from a more analytical perspective, are they capable of that? Are they capable of just going into New York and playing three good baseball games where, I don't know, maybe the starting pitcher goes six innings, couple middle relievers pitch, you get to Chapman, you don't make errors, you don't make base running errors, you get a timely hitter here too, and we're like, oh, that was a good quality 4-2 win. Are they capable of that?
Well, when you put all those details up there.
That seems like you're asking for a lot, Andy, for this baseball team.
No, Ted, I wish I could say that they were. Yeah.
It's true. That formula that you just put out there has happened a few games, and you'd like to think
Ramon Vasquez was the manager.
but Dan, they can't duplicate that day in, day out. They can't, right?
No, there are some, and the frustrating part is there are some aspects that show up. I actually thought offensively that series against the Angels was pretty strong. They battled back from a number of deficits. You talked about how they were unintentional openers in the first and third game of the series.
Yep.
The offense battled back to make it a game in all three games of that series. So it was a bit of life that they captured out of that, I guess, Trevor Story's performance against Atlanta. So that was there, but you didn't get the starting pitching. And then in games where you have gotten the starting pitching, like a Garrett Crochet start, then you'll have the bullpen come in and walk the world. So I can bank on, say you separate it to starting pitching, bullpen, offense, and defense, those four things. If you get three of them, it's been a great day for the Red Sox, and they have a chance to win the game. I can probably count on one hand the amount of times we've seen all four of those, and the Yankees, to their credit, are having a very good season.
Yeah,
so I can't bank on that.
Dan just pretty much alluded to it, and that, particularly against that last game, against the three-game set against the Anaheim Angels, was the way they hit the ball was they weren't like swinging out of that. They were just making contact.
Yeah.
And I believe Jaron Duran even said after one of the games against them that, you know what, we need to put the ball in play more.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, are you finally getting it? Has there been an adjustment in how they hit the ball behind the scenes that we don't know about? Like, but when they just quote unquote put the ball in play, they give themselves a better chance than they would kind of doing it the way they've been doing it most of the season, which is just swing out of their asses. And again, what they got to stop doing is giving up runs, leads early, big leads, because it just all of a sudden everything else gets tightened. They squeeze tighter on the bat, and I think that's when the defensive errors come. That's when the hitting issues come. So they need quality starting out of their pitching. That would be a huge help.
This is one of those series that I know it's Red Sox-Yankees, but it's also one of those series that reminds you that people thought the Red Sox were going to be good, almost like when the NFL schedule comes out and you look at the primetime games, and then by November you're like, why am I seeing this team for the fourth time on Yeah. Well, because they thought they were going to be good, and they're not good, and they're not entertaining.
Yeah.
But you have Major League Baseball Network tonight, Fox on Saturday, which they got the good one because they get Garrett Crochet versus Yarbrough, and then Sunday Night Baseball. Like, this is Red Sox, Yankees. They're both supposed to be good. We're going to hammer you with national games. Oh, wait, the Red Sox aren't really that good, but who knows? Maybe they can cull it together here. And I do think, Ted, there's something to be said from get ahead, because everybody says you want to pitch from ahead, right? Get first pitch strikes, pitch from ahead.
647 ERA in the first inning, by the way. That's a 317 batting average, 921 OPS.
Yeah, but if you take away all the really bad ones, I'm sure it's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you take away the six, you know, runs allowed by Richard Fitz with three home runs, you cherry pick a few of those
that's
out of there.
That's an incredible stat to me.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Starting in the first inning, you're ERA is 6.47.
And then it's a 2.53 in the second inning. So they reset things in the second, but you're already playing from behind after the first.
And, you know, Ted, you've talked about sort of the tone it sets for the team and everything that goes into it, which is 100% fair and accurate. It also immediately, Alex Cora, Jason Veritek, all those guys are altering their map of how they probably hoped the game would map out. The Richard Fitz, Hunter Dobbins ones is perfect. They had this theory it was going to be four from Fitz, four from Dobbins, Chapman, and we win the game. And then it was like one from Fitz,
throw
Dobbins is
down.
In. What the hell are we doing now? Yeah. Like, yeah, you had the – it's like a show where the –
You had it
you
all
know,
planned out.
We had it all planned out. We're on early edition with Trenny. It's not Kuznarek anymore. What was her
Casey.
Name?
Casey.
Casey.
Yeah.
And then there's like a major story breaks at 6:01, and you're like, well, throw those papers around. Let's just F it. Let's do it live. That's the world that Alex Cora lives. So even if you – we have this whole debate, you know, is he getting these reports from Veritek and Breslow and the nerds in the front office? But sometimes those reports aren't even worth the paper they're written on because they were projected over sort of a normal game, and they have played a lot of abnormal games here.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a little gullible Andy, as they like to call me on the Twitch chat occasionally. It's always little. They're no different than the rest of y'all.
Big old gullible Andy.
Big old head Andy.
I didn't say anything about your head.
No, I know. But I have some confidence. I don't know. Maybe it's what you're doing. Maybe I'm like trying to talk myself into reverse psychology or whatever. I have confidence in that. I legitimately think, well, Saturday you're going to win. Can we just say that? Just say it as a
Crochet start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're barely over 500 when he starts.
But you're going to win.
Can I give you a reason
Garrett Crochet at Yankee Stadium. You don't think he is going to be, like, ready to just, that's going to be the, you know, first step towards Cy Young.
Yeah, what about the other eight guys on the field? Are they gonna feel the same way? That's the question.
My pessimism has nothing to do with Crochet. Funny enough.
Speaking of which, a quick aside: why has Marcelo Meyer not played the last two games?
Because they are beholden to the lefty righty matchup. So when there's a lefty on the mound, Abreu and Meyer don't play regardless.
So Roman Anthony can't come up until he's ready to play every day and get every at bat. But Marcelo Meyer can be on the team and sit on the bench.
You guys wonder why I advocated to keep Anthony down for the time being.
Also, Marcelo Meyer, we believe he's going to be an elite shortstop, right?
That is what the manager said to your face.
Yeah,
yes.
He did.
He says a lot of things to my face that don't always come to fruition.
You don't see he's got his fingers crossed behind his back.
But if you project him to be what I think you project him to be, he's going to face righties and lefties moving forward in his career, correct?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
So I go back to my whole theory. Maybe you take a couple lumps, but isn't there a developmental investment there? Like, he's learning on the fly. And let's be honest, you don't have a ton of guys that are great offensively where it's like, well, you know, I got, what's his name? Tyler O'Neill. He's going to hit me 31 home runs. He's a right-handed bat. I got to get him into the lineup.
Sure.
You don't have a ton of those guys, do you?
No, you're benching him for Abraham Toro, the Bull, who did have a hot couple of games, and Sogard and Nady in these quadruple-A guys.
4A players,
aren't part of your future. And I think it's especially the case with Abreu, who we talked about being hot and cold. He goes from not playing against lefties to hitting third against righties.
Right.
That's not just like, hey, you wedge him back into the lineup somewhere. That is the highest leverage spot in the lineup to He sat out multiple days in a row because the Angels had back-to-back lefties.
Right.
That's bonkers. I'm pretty sure he's played one out of the last 4 days now, and he's hitting third in the Bronx tonight.
And this is where, going back to your three-point stance, which was send down Christian Campbell, I feel the exact opposite on Campbell, and it kind of ties into Meyer and everybody else. Campbell, I think the best thing they could do for him, and I don't know if I've shared this with you, Ted, is put him in the nine hole or wherever you want to put him, but he's in the nine hole, so is he in the nine hole again?
Playing left bench today.
Oh, so he's not playing today. So the opposite of that, put him in the nine hole, put him at second base, and tell him, I don't care what happens over the next month, you're my everyday second baseman. You might get one day off here or there, but you're my everyday second baseman, and you're batting ninth. I'm not moving you around.
I feel he's been playing second base. Like but they move him around.
And where does he take ground balls? First base. And sometimes they put him in the outfield. No. None of that. No more screwing around with the guy you signed to an eight-year contract, which could be 10 years, before the season started. Put him at second base, where you put him to start the year, even though he didn't win the job in spring training, in my opinion. I don't believe he won the job. He didn't win the spring training.
His agent won the job.
His agent won the job, and his signature won the job.
Feels like.
He signed the contract. They gave him the. But whatever. You picked second base. Put him at second base. Put him at a spot in the lineup where every night he doesn't even check the lineup card. He just shows up, and he knows where he's hitting. You don't think that might stabilize this funk that he's in? Might give him a little confidence? Might give him a little calm in this storm that he's been living of his baseball life, where he was a great hitter and now he's playing multiple positions and now he's not a good hitter and he still might play multiple positions, except the other guy got healthy. So now he's not. So you wasted a month learning first base because you're not going to play you at first base. Like, stop screwing with him. Feels like they've screwed with him. Whereas Roman Anthony, they're afraid to, like, he's in bubble wrap. We can't do anything with Roman Anthony.
Right. To your point, he's only started in center field once since the beginning of May. So they've stopped the outfield experiment.
Yeah, because they started making him take ground balls at first base.
Well, I think I think that's done. I think that is done. Okay, so
I feel like he's
pretty much been a second baseman. I think
not a good one though.
No, I know, but you keep saying they move him around. I don't think they are moving him around as much as you think.
He was taking ground balls as of like a week ago at first base. Like, that's a relative quick. Not even a week ago.
Taking ground balls at first base and then playing first base is something different altogether.
No, but just take ground balls at second base. Okay. You're a second baseman.
Okay, just
whether it's pregame or in-game, you're a second baseman.
I got you.
And you're a nine hitter. You're not a four hitter, which, oh my God, we thought you were pretty good, so we jacked you up the order and made you our cleanup hitter. None of that.
You're making your point at 1.5 speed, but I do agree with what you're saying about this, by the way.
I have a lucky energy. Was that a mistake?
Yeah, I can tell. If we feed you a tea, then you're going to be off a wall.
The righty-lefty matchups, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I get a little bogged down on that. I mean, if I really, really buckle down. But I feel like, is there a justification for all the nerds? Like, is that overthinking it sometimes? The matchups,
yes.
All the
yes.
righty lefty. He sits in this game because of this guy.
Alex Cora told us that one of the talks we were talking about, or maybe it was with Christian Arcan, it might have been the Mass Mutual pregame show. There was an opposing starter that had crazy reverse splits.
Yeah,
and he's like, but if you really dive into those, some of the guys doing the damage were just really good hitters. It's not as much about the splits and the lefty righty matchup as, you know, Juan Soto is supposed to be great, Aaron Judge is supposed to be great kind of thing. And that's how I look at some of these guys. They're not there yet, but if you want them to get there, let them hit in those opportunities. Let them work through facing a tough lefty now. You're eventually going to ask him to do it, right?
Yeah.
Marcelo Meyer is going to face Garrett Crochet. If you were on a different team, well, Marcelo, you're our shortstop every day. You're our five hitter. We're not pulling you from the lineup. So start the process. Face some tough lefties.
The pendulum has gone too far, where normally it's the excuse to give a guy a day off. Like, hey, tough lefty, Christian Campbell's played the last 6 days.
Yeah.
Let's give him the day off today just to let him catch his breath. It's a tough matchup, whatever.
Right.
It has gone too far with guys who are supposed to be foundational pieces.
Yeah.
Guys who you want to be learning, to be growing, to be figuring it out at the major league level, as you're advocating for.
Yes.
That you're saying, nope, every single lefty, hard and fast rule. My computer spit out that this guy can't hit lefties, so we're not going to play him. So when is he going to learn how to hit lefties?
Exactly. And then the other part of that is you bring up sort of the forced days off or opportunistic days off.
Yeah.
Alex Cora has been big on, with all the days off they have now, like for Crochet, we don't have to worry about him because we got these built-in days. I think they have Thursday off throughout June.
Yeah.
There's like this whole stretch here.
They play one Thursday through like mid-August or something.
Okay, so
like
nobody
that.
Needs days off. They're young players. They're 22 freaking years old. They wanted to be in the big leagues. They're in the big league.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, No. Let them learn on the fly. Do you? You're getting a little smirk on your face, Dan. Is this?
I do. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Do you buy into this at all? This idea of learn at the big league level. If you're going to have to do it a year from now, why don't we start the process of doing it now? It's not like they have anything to lose. What are they, 10 games back, 9.5 games back, whatever the hell it is?
No, I absolutely believe in it. The reason that I'm smirking is because we keep having these. This is why Red Sox fans are ready to tear their hair out, because it seems simple. It's not working. Change what's happening.
Right.
Try a different mix. Trust these guys. Are they prized prospects in the future of your franchise, or are they not? And does Alex Cora identify them as the future of your franchise, or does the computer say that they can only hit against right-handers? The vision is so blurry now, Ted. I don't know who to trust, and I don't know what information is fueling what we're seeing on the field.
And I think it's hard to zero in on it.
It reminds me of all the discussions we had last late August and early September about Drake May and Jacoby Brissett and football play. If you think he's good, then why isn't he playing? We understand it's hard, but you're going to ask him to do hard things, so let's start the process of asking him to do hard things. I feel like we're in that. Is he a diamond or is he not a diamond? You know, how many times did I say it? You know, Drake May's a diamond. Drake May's a diamond. You're not going to break a diamond. If you think Marcelo Mayer is a diamond, and Alex Cora said it the other day, to us, like, I think he's going to be an elite shortstop at the major league
level. Top of the line shortstop.
Yep. Okay, so let him start that process, because if he's going to be that, he hits every day, right? He plays lefties, he plays righties. If you believed in Drake May, you said he won the job, and then you didn't start him for five games. Like, there's this weird protective mixed messaging, Ted, that I don't really care for.
Well, I think mixed messaging to us, and then but inside the in those walls too. There's not a single. You know, part of me is like, what do you? The day off? Did they do something on their day off? Like, I don't know. Did they go have a? They need to rip it. I'm trying to think.
You've been advocating for this for a while.
Well, like, I'm thinking of like Bull Durham. Like, does he need the lolly? You know, does Courtney throw a bunch of bats into the shower room and you lollygag here and you lollygag? You know, or Major League, you know, you start peeling things off of the owner.
Yeah.
They need to do something to lighten the mood, to snap them out of it, to bring them back. They all need to go out and just get hammered in a safe environment, have fun together, all open up about, you know, things that they don't know about. You know, have one of these. They do this in the corporate world all the time.
The icebreakers.
These retreats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and they get to know each other.
Oh, yeah. Let's play two truths and a lie.
That's what they needed to do, something like that. They need to go to the nightclubs in New York and boom, 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 some EDM, get going, like have a really good time together. To me, that's what they need to do. They need to bond over some event like that.
I think Driveline would explode if they heard
Breslow would like, does not compute, what are you doing? But if I told you they're all hungover today, would that be a good thing?
You know what, yeah. Okay. Did you see Tin Cup? He plays better when he's hungover.
Okay. David Wells threw a perfect game hungover after partying with the SNL people.
You got the dry spit. You're a little, you know what?
That'll... Alex Speer, bro, you know, Bradfo, check the clubhouse this afternoon. If they're all a little groggy and hungover.
Just put that. They used to have in the old days, they just have like a bucket of greenies right there.
But oh, yeah.
You go pick up your socks and your jock strap and just grab some greenies, pop them in, and go.
Lou Maloney's got some good stories about greenies in his career. Ask him. They're pretty good stories. 617-779-7937. John in the car has been hanging on for a long time, so I'm going to squeeze him in here. He wants to talk about my favorite wide receiver, Efton Chisholm. What's up, John?
What's up? Hey, I like that Mike Giardi spot. You know, he's pretty observant. Mm-hmm. I found it interesting that his Efton Chisholm or F. Scott Fitzgerald comments, you know, he seems to think that it's coming from like inside Foxborough. This is what the inside stuff is saying. So it's like the state media says that he's having the greatest practice, but then we should ignore that Drake had, like, not the greatest practice. I think it's just, you know, you asked earlier, like, Teddy, what are you expecting to see out of these this offseason stuff? Like, I just want wins. Like, I'm going to find out nothing about this team because ultimately we got these wide receivers who it seems like we got to get this undrafted guy some PR because we got Mac Hollins with no shoes. And then maybe Diggs. Like, after that, it sounds like everybody's dropping everything. And, you know, I don't know what to trust. So, unless I see wins, nothing's going to tell me anything new.
Thanks for the call, John. You could definitely read that from afar that way if you wanted to. Oh, the guys we drafted stink. Baker, Polk, Booty, they stink. But wait, we got this new guy we brought in that's going to be awesome. And all you reporters, your eyes are seeing it. We agree. He's going to be awesome. There definitely could be a... new shiny object distraction over here so you don't look at Polk not doing anything over here.
Look at how great our front office is now. We got Mike. We got Elliot. We got the other guy. Everybody, Cowden, everybody's great.
617-779-7937. Coming up on our expanded Friday afternoon odds and ends in which we'll find out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.